USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An FDA advisory panel has recommended that the agency issue an emergency use authorization for Moderna's coronavirus vaccine. The committee voted 20-0 Thursday, with one abstention, to send the recommendation on to the FDA, which is expected to quickly give its approval, allowing the company to begin shipping millions of doses of its vaccine. Dr. Francis Collins says today's vote was the end of an impressive journey. The head of the National Institutes of Health tells CNN that it's a testimony to the partnership between Moderna and the NIH.
Well, it's an amazing testimony to the incredible science that has been carried forward by teams of people at NIH, in industry, academic scientists, all working together, not worrying too much about who got the credit, pulling out all the stops, figuring out how to get rid of some of the dead time that often vexes these kinds of developments, and doing in 11 months what normally takes about 10 years.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a bipartisan COVID-19 relief bill is close at hand. Speaking on the Senate floor Thursday, McConnell said that Democratic negotiators have embraced a framework for a $900 billion relief package that would fund more loans for small businesses, vaccine distribution and testing, schools, and a one-time direct payment to most Americans. Senator Rob Portman agrees on the need for the aid package. The Ohio Republican says he believes negotiators can work through their small differences and get help to the American people.
As we talk today on the floor of the Senate, there are negotiators working busily in a room nearby to try to come up with that package, and that's a good thing. I know they've run into some roadblocks, at least so I've been told. We need to work through those roadblocks. They're relatively small compared to the importance of the overall mission of helping the people we represent, helping those small businesses, helping those hospitals, helping those families who find themselves without a paycheck through no fault of their own. And my hope is that we can get there.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well, or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow Premium Pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The FDA says there may be some extra doses of its COVID-19 vaccine in the vials that it shipped. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Doctors across the country expected to receive the Pfizer COVID vaccine with 5 doses in each vial. But it turns out there are up to 2 extra doses per vial, which the FDA says are safe to use. Dr. Brooke Watts is a quality officer at the Cleveland Hospital. She tells CBS This Morning,
the manufacturer, as we understand it, was trying to be particularly cautious. They wanted to make sure that each dose was full and there was room for air. But what we've learned from our colleagues around the state and country is that if you follow the manufacturer's directions very specifically, you actually have 6 full doses in each vial.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Nigerian officials say they've recovered hundreds of schoolboys that were abducted a week ago. Islamist terrorist group Boko Haram had claimed responsibility for last Friday's attack in northwestern Nigeria that saw more than 300 students abducted from a secondary school. Officials say the boys will receive a medical examination before being reunited with their families. The government did not reveal whether it had paid any ransom for the boys' return. And French President Emmanuel Macron is self-isolating after testing positive for the coronavirus. Macron has reportedly been experiencing symptoms of COVID-19, but no details of his illness have been released. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.